I am a 24/7 caregiver for my elderly ill mom. There are times when I'm living away from my husband out of state in order to take care of my mom, so that's a stressor, and watching my mom give up and cry and suffer. She's even fearful almost on a daily basis now, which is different for her. But there are times when I have trouble finding peace.
You know, we've done surveys of listeners to Intentional Living, to our radio network, and one of the top responses is that, like Marion, people are seeking for peace today. You know, we look around the world, there's not much peace. There's not peace in the streets of America or in the streets of the world, and we see so much devastation, and I don't want to bring you down with listing them because you know what they are. Peace is something that is sought after, and of course, we know that the world will never experience peace outside of a relationship with Christ, and that's our prayer. Such a heavy burden on my own heart, because I recognize that when we make intentional decisions, knowing God's intention, asking the right questions, listening to God and to good counsel, making a decision, doing the next right one thing, we're going to make mistakes, we're going to have good days and bad days, the world is going to swirl around us, but we can have peace in the midst of the storm. In fact, I think of that passage in Philippians 4:7, where Paul says that the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, his prayer was that it will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. He was praying that, and then went on to say, and so therefore, whatever is right and pure and admirable and praiseworthy and of good report, to think on such things. The power of making that decision that I'm going to find peace in Christ, and then I'm going to tell myself the truth. So the question today, what are some things that you do to experience peace in your life? Is it scripture, prayer? Is it telling yourself the truth? What else? I hope you'll join us live on our storyline at 888-888-1717. Today's program, we got some great archive calls ready to go from a best of show. And so we want your calls on our comment line. Please share with us at 888-888-1717. So you can be a part of today's program. Finding peace, you know, and one of my goals through this ministry is that we're going to find more couples finding peace, people finding peace with their finances and their workplace, with their health and their relationships. No matter what you're facing, that you can find the power and the presence of peace in your life. So again, what are some things that you do to experience peace? 888-888-1717.
My husband and I have been listening to your show for a couple of years, and it has made an immense difference in our lives to be doing that, because we've actually put into practical application intentional living, and it's created an atmosphere of peace in our home.
Well, good. Tell me some things you're doing to be intentional in your home.
Well, we've made lots of lists about our priorities and about the things that waste our lives, our time, our effort, our finances. We eliminated a lot of confusion about where we were going in our lives. Just having so much clutter all the time going on that you never had any joy and never had any peace. And we've learned that peace is our greatest commodity. We've even made more time to spend with our family and also more time in ministry. And it's just made a real difference for us.
We get so, you know, our lives can get just so full of stuff. In the process, we lose that contentment, we lose that sense of peace, because we're just so caught up in the stuff of life. So let's talk. What are you doing to find peace, to experience peace in your life, or maybe you ain't? Let's find out. Marion, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Andy. Yes, I'm one of those that ain't.
Ain't, huh? Yeah. Welcome to the club. It's there. What's
it
happening?
There.
What's happening, my dear?
Well, I am a 24/7 caregiver for my elderly ill mom.
Wow.
Well,
you don't have to say anything beyond that. I mean, I think every person gets that. I mean, that's pretty overwhelming. How do you handle that?
Well, I don't handle it well sometimes. Sometimes I do. Jeremiah 17:14 is a scripture that I keep very near and dear to me.
Why don't you say it for us? What is that verse?
Heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are the one I praise.
Mm.
And I pray that over my mom and for my mom. It gives me great peace. It was put on my heart when she fell ill last year, and it's put on my heart quite often, and I know that her strength and my strength going through this illness and her end of life is not my own, yeah. And it's not her own, and God has us cradled every moment, but there are times when I'm living away from my husband, out of state, in order to take care of my mom, so mm-hmm. that's a stressor, and medical expenses and living expenses are tight, and watching my mom give up and cry and suffer as she does, and she's even fearful almost on a daily basis now, which is different for her, and so there are times when I'm not at peace and I don't sleep. Yeah. She doesn't sleep well, so I don't sleep, and the responsibilities mount up. But I know that God has us every minute. He cradles us. He has shown us such strength that we wouldn't have. Yeah. But there are times when I have trouble finding peace.
Yeah.
And I get tired and I get overwhelmed and anxious.
And I think that adds to it. I know for myself, Marian, when I get tired and I get, the piling on starts in your mind. It's kind of like piling on. You know, you get one thought and then there's one issue and then there's this issue and then there's that issue and then it starts to pile on. And here's what I think, and just to pass on what I really heard last night was a reminder of the fact that when Paul was quoting Christ and saying, my grace is sufficient for you and my power will be released into your life, that's at the moment when you need it. And I think so often what happens with these feelings of worry and fear, it's because we think about the past that we can't change and the future that we haven't lived yet. And when you're in a situation like you're in, Marian, where it's a day-to-day, it's learning every day to learn to live for this moment, this hour. And because you don't really know what tomorrow's going to bring.
Right.
And that's not an experience for those of us who like to plan and prepare and look to the
right.
future and get the big picture and where we're going and be intentional. And that's why we come back to saying that, you know, sometimes the distance that we have to live is the end of our nose.
Right.
And living today. So can I pray with you, Marian?
I'm sorry?
Can I pray with you?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Lord, I do pray for Marian. She, like many of us today, struggle with this because there are challenges right in front of us, right in front of our face this moment. And we feel out of control sometimes. That's a big part of it. Lord, you know that ultimately you're in control and we're not. I just ask in Marian's case that you'll give her peace today. Give her peace in the midst of the storm. Give her comfort. Be with her mom. And for every person listening today, too, that they will truly experience your peace in their life for today, in Christ's name.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Randy. Christ tells us that come to me, those who are heavy burdened, and I will give you peace, and I know that he will, and I appreciate every moment that he is with me, and I know that he's with me every second and with my mom.
That's good. Well, we'll keep praying for you, Marian. Thanks for your call.
Thank you. God bless. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Hey, pretty heavy today, you know. But that's where life is. Maybe not for you today. You might be a little bit up on the scale there where things are going pretty well, but there's times we get knocked off. And so today is for those of you up the scale a little bit on the ladder, things are okay. Listen and learn, because these are the lessons you can learn to help prepare you for the days when you do get kicked off the ladder. Because it comes. It's part of life. Intentional living. What one thing do you do? What one thing do you do or you have become or you have learned about finding peace in your life? 888-888-1717. Here are two things you can do today to gain strength in times of weakness. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. It says in Hebrews 12, therefore strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. And it goes on to say, and make straight paths for your feet and live at peace with all men. Boy, there's a lot there in Hebrews chapter 12 that reminds us that during times of weakness, there are two things. Make straight paths, have goals that'll take you to the right place, and then stay on that path every day. That's intentional living. And secondly, to pursue peace with all men. Another place it says, to the extent possible, to live at peace with all people. Boy, we need more peace today. Less noise and hollering and fighting. We need people to live intentionally in their faith.
To get our daily video, sign up at theintentionallife.com/minute.
You know, today when we think about peace, there's a passage in Philippians chapter 4 that I land on often when it comes to helping people who are facing challenges in their life and difficulties in their life, and including myself, because Paul tells us here in Philippians 4, remembering where he wrote this from prison, and talking about rejoice in the Lord in verse 4, always, he says, and I'll say it again, rejoice, and then he goes on to say, let your gentleness be evident to all, the Lord is near, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and then the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And so he's really laying out here a process for us. I call a little bit of a formula for dealing with tough times in your life. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, Paul says, whatever is noble, whatever is right and pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Listen to the formula. This is a little three-step formula he takes us through. He says, first of all, pray daily. Ask humbly. Give with thanksgiving. You know, give the thanksgiving daily. Boy, that's an attitude shift, isn't it? When we turn back to a attitude of thanksgiving, and then tell yourself the truth in verse 8. So he's dealing with prayer, he's dealing with our attitude, he's dealing with praise, and he's dealing with our thinking. And boy, I'll tell you, that's a powerful series of punches when it comes to dealing with worry or whatever it may be, the things that rob your peace in your life. We're talking about being intentional peace today. How do you find it? What is it that you have experienced that works for you? 888-888-1717 is my number.
Hi, my name is LaWanda, and something that I am doing is I'm seeking God everywhere. Like, I'm searching out scriptures in the Bible that's pertaining to my lifestyle, and, you know, even just something about me being a young woman. Loneliness. I'm looking up scripture to find that, then I'm going in and I'm relating myself to stories that are in the Bible as an example. I'm speaking out, so I'm speaking things in my life. I'm casting things out of my life. I'm just really, really taking the initiative to know who God really is and to accept Him as my Father. So just to really get into the supernatural side of things, and not just the natural. But even when people tell you that, hey, you can't do that, but in Christ, all things are possible. So I realized that even in, like, everyday speaking with people, like, even the negative, I learned how to tune the negative out. And I learned how to apply the word of God on top of that. So it has really blessed my life, as well as I have overcame a lot of things, and I'm just excited for what God has in my life. And I thank you, Intentional Living, for giving me this opportunity to share with you.
Well, thank you for taking time to tell us your story. I was thinking as you were sharing with us there how the world in which we live, people who don't know Christ, they've rejected faith. I don't know how you live in any sort of peace. And of course, we know that people hide it with drugs and alcohol and activities and success and money. And, well, you know the list. The list of things that people pursue to try to find that peace. And what we know is that it's momentary. And the kind of peace that we're talking about isn't that momentary peace. It's something that's there no matter what's going on. And you know people like that, don't you? People that, I don't know, someone in your family or church, or you just know someone that just, no matter what's going on, they have that peace. It's not denial. They're aware of what's going on in the world, and they confront issues, but they just live in that world of peace, and it's a beautiful thing. I know some people, that they look at us as Christians and think we're in a state of denial. You know, we just live in this la-la land of faith, and everything's going to be okay, que sera, sera, spiritually. And yet we know, those of us who are followers of Christ, that we live in a tough time. We know we face a lot of the issues, all the issues the world faces, but there's something deep inside of us, that faith that we have in Christ and what the Holy Spirit does that empowers us, that allows us to find peace. That's a question, Christian. Do you find peace? If not, as you choose to be intentional in your faith, there's where you're going to find the peace that will transcend all the confusion of the world today.
Our smartphones. They've pretty much become an extension of our bodies. We don't go anywhere without them.
Hello?
So why not use that smartphone to help you lead an intentional life? Join thousands of people on Facebook who've committed to living an intentional life. Share your story or be inspired by someone else's. Or follow Dr. Randy and get your encouragement in 140 characters or less on Twitter. Find us on Facebook when you search Intentional Living. And if you want to follow Dr. Randy on Twitter, just search for the IL Center.
You know, there are three unique windows to the world. Our head, those of us who are thinkers, our hearts, those of us that are feelers, and our hands, those of us that are doers. And which one you are impacts your relationship with others. And that's really the question, I suppose, today as we talk about head, heart, and hand. Which are you, and how does it impact your life? Great question, and we're going to try to answer that this month. The lesson is the three windows to the world, and you know what? We tend to gravitate toward one window or the other in our life. If you're a head person like I am, you're going to tend to gravitate in life toward thinking and logic and reason and bottom line. If you're a heart person, you're going to tend to kind of by default move toward your emotions and your sensitivity and what God's speaking to you in your heart. And if you're a hand person, well, you know, you're going to see issue and you're going to tend to want to respond, get it done, fix it, do something. Each of these have great value. But as I teach in the lesson this month, back in the book of Genesis, everything got fouled up big time with sin, our head, heart, and hand. And so the lesson this month is these three windows. Hey, wouldn't it be nice to have three windows side by side so you get a better, healthier, broader view of life? And that's what we hope will come from the lesson this month on the three windows to the world. I want to say thanks to those of you that helped us wrap up June. We're continuing to look at the response. I'll be giving you a report. Thank you for your financial support. Thank you for standing with us. And members, thank you for your continued support into this new fiscal year. Watch for this teaching. I'm very excited about it. It's very practical. Three windows to the world, your head, your heart, and your hand. It'll be coming to you in a couple weeks. Those of you joining us today as a new member, your monthly support will allow me and our team to continue into this new year, reaching more people during this fiscal year. You can join us, whatever God lays on your heart, for monthly support. We appreciate it. People ask, well, how much? Well, we don't have an amount, but people typically join us between $30 and $50 a month. But you choose. Come and be a part of this journey. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Okay, Carly's on the line in Missouri. Hi, Carly.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You wanted to respond to what you heard from Marion.
Yeah, I had to smile because I'm not going through that exact situation, but I'm going through something that's a lot like it. My grandmother, back in November, took a very serious decline in health, and she had taken two serious declines in health previously where she'd ended up in the hospital. And due to my grandfather passed away in December, and she took care of him every day of her life before he passed away, and he had Alzheimer's. And so there was a lot of giving up, just a lot of things, and not due to anyone's fault, but she ended up with extreme malnourishment and bed sores and just a lot of issues. And all during this, my dad has been diagnosed with cancer. My nephew has been hospitalized due to mental health issues. I've had a sick kid. I own a daycare and do photography and try to raise three kids and be married.
Wow. There's a stress-filled life. So how do you find peace?
Right now, it's taking time in the morning by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's generally getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning and going to the gym. I have some gals that I'm doing the Daniel plan with. Uh-huh. And I meet one of them there. And we work out. And then I meet with somebody on Wednesdays. But it's coming down to having a support system. People who I can call and say, I'm overwhelmed. I don't know how to handle this. I'm only 29 years old. How do I help someone make the decision that she needs to go to a care facility who, in essence, raised me for 6 years? How do I help her? Because I'm the closest relative other than the person she's living with. There's just a lot to it. And it's been my church family. It's been the people who I've gone to and said, you know what, I don't know what to do. I'm going to cry. And having those people who are going to give me that godly support, who are going to say, you know what, God is for you. And I heard today a song that it says, you are for me. Carrie Job, it was on her album.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I know you are for me. And I think that in the chaos, it would be really easy for me to say, God, where are you?
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't have to make these decisions. I have a kid who has learning disabilities. Where are you? What am I supposed to be doing with that? And it's been fun because I know God for me because he's stepped in and has given me so many resources.
Sure.
And it's that reaching out of saying, I need help. I can't cope here. This isn't. And that's the joy of a church family. And that's the joy of having somebody there who will look at you and say, you know what? I've been there and we're going to get through this.
Well, that's it. God put us into community, Carly, and tends for us to be in community right from the beginning. He says, not good for man to be alone. Built the first family. And from there, community has developed. The church is a community. And having friends, having family, this is community. And it's a good reminder that in the process of all the challenges, when you have people around you can bounce off of and pray with and be encouraged by, it makes a huge difference in your life. It really does. Carly, thank you for your call. I got to move up to Mary here, but thank you for your call.
Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it. Let me go to Mary. Mary, welcome to the program. What's your question or comment today?
Comment. Going through, God wanted to teach me about grace. I mean, I read the Bible. I love his word. I love him. But I always felt I was unlovable. And definitely taught at an early age. Awful neighbors moved in. I've been treated very wrongly by a friend who was or is a Christian. Just a lot of things are horrible.
So you wrestle with feeling peace in your life.
I wrestle with trying to like myself or love myself.
Yeah.
And I have scriptures because I do read, and one of the scriptures that hit me for a loop was to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Well, I always thought that loving yourself wasn't God's word, and but now I read that, and I'm like, that's where I need to begin.
Well, and as we shared a little bit ago, Mary, the scripture here is very clear in Philippians. I mean, if we're talking about, you know, we all bring garbage into life. We all bring stuff through our lives that can sidetrack us. I you know, there's very few people that get through a lifetime without being unscathed with things that can just knock you right off your track. And I think sometimes people have a certain personality that tend to, you know, ride above it than others. You know, I tend to be a little more philosophical, so I can get sucked into some of that thinking. But it comes back to what we've talked about. I'd say to everyone, to you, Mary, to everybody who's called, everybody who's listening, whatever it is that you're facing, it could be, you know, unkind neighbors, it could be people that have been unfair to you, it could be cancer, it could be a lost job. I look at it this way. If you take a ladder and at the top you put the person with the absolute worst situation in the world and you look down at the bottom and someone just on the first rung with hardly any problems, wherever we come in that ladder, there's always someone above us and usually someone below us. And so we recognize that as Christians, we get to a place where we say, Lord, we have to trust in you completely. And I really encourage everyone, as we come to the end of the program today, to take Philippians chapter 4, begin with about verse 4 through 8. Get Philippians 4 through 4 through 8. 4 through 8. Read it, study it, and really apply it to your life. And see what God does for you.
Hi, my name is Candace, and I'm from Michigan. And the one intentional thing that I have been doing to have peace is getting in the Word every day and committing to that. We have three little kids under 5, and we have went through some struggles, and I made the choice to get in the Word every day, and it trickled down in all of our areas of life, brought me and my husband closer together, and really has given me peace and trust in God through all the mess, all the struggles. So I just want to praise God for that.
Hey, listen, that one decision that you followed through on, Candace, obviously has made a difference in your life. Thank you for sharing it with us. In fact, I would throw out to all of our Intentional Living listeners today, wherever you are in the world, if you're willing to say, hey, I know one thing, or I'm going to pray about one thing for the next 30 days that I know would make a difference in my walk with Christ or in my marriage or finances or family or whatever it may be, and you'll make a commitment to one thing for 30 days, I'd love to send you the one thing wristband that I wear. We've set aside a little budget to be able to put these in envelopes and send them out to you as a way of encouraging you on this journey. Take advantage of it, use it, put it on every day or leave it on for the next 30 days, and every day be reminded of the power of doing the next right one thing. Just share with us what your one thing is so we can pray with you, and we'll get this to you. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com/WB. That's for wristband. It'll take you to that special page where we'll get that out to you. This is a limited time availability. And so if you're thinking about the power of one thing, thinking about intentional living, can I encourage you to respond today? Again, theintentionallife.com/WB. Today, experiencing peace. I have to tell you, I struggle with this. I get wrapped up in the world because I'm a head person. And, you know, we're talking about head, heart, and hand. I'm a head person. I get wrapped up with thinking and analyzing and trying to fix problems. And it's easy for me to get lost in that and to rest and find peace in Him. So I'll join you in that journey this month. Hey, thanks for being a part of the program, for your prayers and support. I and the rest of the team will be back again next time, right here on Intentional Living.